come. To the music. It's time to connect the dots. And here we go. Tally-ho. And away we go. Yeah, UFOs seen coming through the portal. Yeah, people are capturing this on cameras. You know, it's been talked about for a couple of years now that supposedly there are billions of spacecraft from more advanced societies in our galaxy. They're all here in our solar system watching our planet closely to see how the ascension of planet Earth is going to actually transpire. And guess what? We have a part in this. That's right. It's not just them doing the whole thing. Part of the equation is our co-creation of the whole thing happening. That's right. All these things are coming together at the same time. If you haven't heard about the new timeline, well, you've been listening to mainstream media just too long. They'll never talk about it. You know, they won't talk about any of what's going on behind the scenes. They won't acknowledge any secret programs. They won't acknowledge any secret world government. They won't acknowledge anything until the good guys, our brothers and sisters in the galaxy, land their spacecraft on planet Earth, which will be part of this thing called the event. And just like in a science fiction movie, our galactic brothers and sisters are going to take over all the communication systems on Earth and announce that they are going to be landing their craft, whether it's tomorrow or the day after. And this is going to happen in your lifetime, assuming you stay alive. And so in the meanwhile, you need to protect yourself from this coronavirus attack upon humanity. Yeah, this is being done on purpose. Anybody who knows how to think, and there are a few of us still around, we know that this is a false flag operation. You know, we don't know exactly if Bill Gates himself unleashed the virus or his Chinese buddies unleashed the virus, or some other evil New World Order group. But, this is being done on purpose. And I'll have to say, before I say anything else, hey, this is a call-in radio station. You know, this is PBS Radio. We have live shows here. This is a live show. I'm talking to you from New York City, believe it or not. If another show comes out of California, I'm talking to you from New York City. And this is a global show. And this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And if you can't remember it, you can always look for the number at the PBS radio site, Station 1. They'll have the call in number there. And we all have something to say about what's going on now, because we're all, and I say all, the whole human race is being suppressed pretty much. Certainly everybody living in cities or large congregations of people. We are all being suppressed by this virus that has been perpetrated upon us by the evildoers, the dark side, the cabal, the Illuminati, the Masonic no-gooders at the top of the pyramid, and the Jesuits, and all those other groups that participate in the collective thing called the New World Order. And some of those nasty billionaires, you know, I don't have to name them. You know who they are already. But one thing I do want to say, you know, if there was ever a reason for people to go out and vote, It's not even so much the next U.S. presidential election. It's the election of the governors. And I don't care if they like what I'm saying or not, but they've all jumped on board with oppressing you and giving governor orders that are taking away your liberties. And at the same time, they're proving that they don't know what they're doing. And they'll tell you on mainstream media, oh yeah, I'm listening to the experts. Well, the so-called experts in this world, the official experts, are not experts, really. They're people with the fancy pieces of paper called degrees that got brainwashed in what is known as colleges or universities to fall in line with the so-called norms and don't think outside the box. And, you know, the people that promote only pharmaceutical medicine as some kind of cure. And the governors are all listening to these quacks or propaganda scientists. Some of them are just, you know, they'll say anything is in line with the official story. And they won't tell you the truth. In fact, some of these propaganda scientists, they don't even know the truth themselves because they themselves are brainwashed. But the truth is not what you believe it is, not what you've been brainwashed to believe. You know, long, long, long time ago, that identity called the doctor was somebody to look up to, you know, maybe like the doctor in that TV series called Gunsmoke back in the 1800s. Yeah, maybe a doctor was somebody to be looked up to then, and he had some special knowledge. But the doctors of today, they are ignorant of what true health care is. So let's stop, you know, this trying to put them on a pedestal. They're all playing, they've all jumped on the same bandwagon, and they're playing along with the script, whether they know it or not. A lot of great people out there that are doctors and nurses, but at the same time, they don't understand that they're on the wrong side of the fence. They've been lied to by the people that have educated them or brainwashed them, and they're willing to play along with that because it takes a lot of guts to step out of the box, even more so than working in a hospital, and embrace the truth rather than big pharmaceutical truth, which is really not truth at all. It's a con game. It's salesmanship. It's all kinds of bad things. You know, the way they're handling this, I have to talk about this because people need to hear the truth. You know, the illogic of what's being done. So I'm saying when it comes time for election, every person, individual who's a governor of a state, you better not reelect that idiot because all the governors have jumped on the bandwagon and they're taking away your rights as part of this way to solve this problem. You know, I've made a few calls to, attempted to make a few calls to these elected officials, and you know, all you get is the low man on the totem pole if you get that. Mostly you get machines that you have to leave messages, and of course nobody got back to me even when I got to talk to people. I've called newspapers and told them, hey, the cure is known already. You know, just get back to me and we'll start, we can solve this in 2 weeks. That's right, in less than 2 weeks, this whole thing can be solved. Three at the most. The cure is known to the coronavirus. It's got nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine. Also, you know, if anybody is in concern, if you listen to my voice, if you have some connections with somebody in government, because government has the final say on this, and what have they done with their authority? They've abused it. They have you in lockdown. They have police arresting people who gather together because they don't want to play along with this bullshit about super quarantine. And if you just take the time to pay attention to what they're telling you to do, and look at all the chaos they've created. And I'll get to a little more about chaos later, but I still got to stay on this for a minute here. I mean, and the logic of what they have you doing. They're forcing, like in New York City, New York State, in fact, everyone has to wear a mask out in public. And you can get arrested and fined for that, not wearing a mask. It's just insane, you know, that everyone has to wear it no matter where you are, what you're doing. This is friggin' insane, period. You know, there's no logic to it. It's something based on fear, you know, put forth by the fake doctors, Dr. Fauci, the fake doctor, the pretentious Dr. Bill Gates, who only wants to promote killer vaccines because he has a vendetta against humanity because somebody threw a pie in his face 10 years ago or whatever, you know. Him and his wife, she's on the same bandwagon with him. They think they're better than you. They you know, they've got the money to con third world countries into having their whole populations vaccinated, and millions of people get killed. Bill Gates is like, you know, he's one of the, you know, he's got the Clintons being plenty times over when it comes to killing people, and yeah, this character, I don't even want to talk about him. He's that bad. And, yeah, he's got a lot of stock in the 5G, too, because he happens to know that the 5G works with the coronavirus. You know, a lot of people that have weakened systems already, they're even getting weaker because they're probably exposed to 5G 24/7. They don't realize it. If you don't have a meter, you don't know if you're being exposed or not, except when your health finally fails. And then you get exposed to something like a virus. You know, they planned this all in the beginning, you know. The only good news in any of this is that people are finally taking some actions and burning down these 5G broadcasting towers and causing them to collapse by setting them on fire, you know. Hey, people have to do what they have to do to save themselves because government has sold you down the river. Government isn't helping you. Government is public enemy number one again. They're mishandling this whole coronavirus. So like I said, I got to say this. When the governors come up for re-election, everyone who's a governor now, you better not re-elect them because they've proved, they are proving continuously that they don't know what they're doing and they're looking for advice of what to do from the wrong people, from the world manipulators. And people that whose only interests are either to get rid of humanity as much as possible or just make a profit off people being sick. And these are who the governors are listening to. The governors are not smart people. You know, they might mean well, but they're too ignorant to be in charge of a society. In fact, that's the one thing we need to be demanding, is that the people need to have control of their lives. Government is an enemy at this point in time. They can't be trusted. The people who get elected to government positions are too ignorant to be trusted making decisions that affect our lives. You know, I go on Twitter, I promote the referendum-only type government. But we're not going to get that unless we start squawking and squawking hard and making an issue out of it. You know, we want all these fake politicians to resign because they're not worthy of being given the authority to make decisions for us, even if they mean well. You know, there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with great intentions. And that's what is happening right now. They're paving a road to hell for humanity. They think they're doing something good for us. And all they're doing is taking away our rights, telling us what we can't do again, taking away more of our rights, telling us to stay home. You know, I ride down the road and, you know, we still have the right to get in our vehicles and drive around. And there's electric signs all over the place on the East Coast here. Stay home, don't drive, blah, 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 you know, brainwashing you to do something that's unnatural. You want to be out there in the world, you know. Society, humanity is a social thing. And you're taking away our socialness and confining us and making it more difficult to people to be human beings. And let's just look at the logic of the rules, you know. First of all, they're forcing everyone to wear a face mask, whether they want to or not. I mean, we can understand if somebody feels sick and they're coughing, they're the ones who have to shed the face mask on. If you're not sick and coughing, you shouldn't have to have one on. That was the original plan. And then they changed it because they wanted to make everyone suffer. You know, not enough people were suffering. They want to make everyone suffer. And the fact that all these deaths, we know they're lying about the deaths already. they're marking anyone who dies for any reason as coronavirus. And of course, they're not including that a lot of these people are getting killed by the 5G. You know, this is a great cover for keep the 5G broadcasting. Yeah, well, great. Well, anybody who dies of the 5G broadcasting frequencies, which are harmful and will kill you eventually after you've been exposed to them for too long, and many people are still living in homes, they're being bombarded 24/7 by harmful, dangerous, deadly 5G frequencies. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And they have you locked down in your home. So you'll die in your home from the 5G, and then when they cart you out and your death certificate comes up, they'll write it off as coronavirus. Isn't that clever? You know? I mean, I'm out there. I'm walking around. I have to go out of state if I want to walk around without a mask. I have to go over to New Jersey or something now because they got these ridiculous laws. And here's how illogical the whole thing is. If you don't understand healthcare, you're walking around with a mask on all the time. You're depriving your body of oxygen. You know, your breath is half your life force. Did doctors ever tell you that? Well, it's a known fact. And it should have been taught to children in grade school, but it was never taught to us that. You know, never mentioned that your breath is half your life force as, you know, a human being, as living in a human body. And they're taking away half your life force there by forcing you to breathe through a mask. Not to mention the ridiculous thing, well, you know, you're worried at this distancing of people, and they use some propaganda scientists where they have this photograph of somebody who spit or something, and the particles, yeah, some people talk and they actually spit, yeah, there's a few of them out there, okay? So maybe people shouldn't face each other while they're talking to each other, talk to the side or something like that. They shouldn't have to wear a mask, and regardless of that, just because somebody is a spitter when he talks doesn't mean he has the coronavirus either, you know? And if one or two people get caught up in that, that's not the reason to make millions of people suffer, because one or two people can be victimized by a situation, you know? There is no justification for that. That's how oppressive government is. They think they can make a rule because one or two people get out of line or do something wrong, a million people have to suffer because of those one or two people that did something wrong. Well, that's not justice. That's why we have to get rid of this form of government, you know, because it doesn't serve the people. It serves the world controllers who want to take away people's rights. The more rights they take away, the easier we are to manipulate. So anyhow, back to the mask, too. Here's the logic and the spacing. If everybody's wearing a mask, why do we have to space ourselves 6 feet apart, huh? Where's the logic there? You know? But we have people willing to go and fight and get violent out there in the supermarket lines and everything like that, and over in places like England where they have the hurdy words police going out and breaking up people because they're standing too close to each other. You know? If everybody has a mask on, why? What difference does it make how close they are to each other? You know? Tell me that, huh? What are the, they're going to tell us next the coronavirus are like fleas. They can hop from one body to another. No, they're not telling us that, but they're so illogical. I mean, use your head here. If everyone's wearing a mask, why is there need to be spacing then? You know? I can understand the spacing in a general term, all right? But, you know, that's an oddity if somebody can spray with their conversation 6 feet the particles, the wet air particles. That's just assuming that they're really contagious already, and the chances are if they're that bad, they'll be coughing or sneezing, you're out of breath, and people just looking around would realize there's something wrong with that person if they hadn't gone to the hospital already. And going to the hospital is not a great thing either. I mean, people do it when they're desperate and they feel they're dying. But chances are you go to the hospital, you're going to die there because you're exposed to more germs there. And hospitals are loaded with 5G and over microwaves and stuff like that, too, which is further going to make it difficult for you to recover. You know, so there's so much logic to this, and everybody's on the same bandwagon promoter, you know. I do watch, free TV, because we have a lot of it in the New York City area here, and you just can't get away from these so-called public officials getting on the bandwagon. I'm the head of the health department in New York City, and I'm telling you to stay home and do your part and blah, blah, blah. Telling you to give up your rights and listen to our stupid plan, because the whole plan is stupid, period. You know? And then the supermarkets, they're part of the problem too, you know? First of all, the government limits how many people can go in supermarkets in some of these states, at least here on the East Coast, which is creating big lines outside the supermarket. So you got people lined up 50 or more, 100 maybe, outside a supermarket waiting to get in the supermarket. And some of these people are so ignorant and rule-following sheeple, they're standing there with their masks on, you know? Even in places like, I travel over to New Jersey a lot, and you don't have to have a face mask to walk out in public there, but they're lined up at the supermarkets, 50 or whatever, at each supermarket waiting to get in the supermarket. And they have, around on the street, and they have their face masks on. And they're all obediently staying, you know, close to 6 feet away from each other. So you got this line, doesn't even look like a line, basically. And it's obsessively ignorant. And, you know, it's shameful for people to give up their rights so easily and not question the authorities. The authorities are the dumbest people on the earth, or the most evil people on the earth. Take your pick, or all of the above in some cases. And we have to start squawking about this. You, the people. Government, you know, they've been kicking the can down the road. First quarantine was 2 weeks, then it went to a month. You know, now it's into May. And I just heard the other day the state of New Jersey is contemplating going, dragging it out into June. And then you got these propaganda scientists on the TV talking about, oh, this might be continue until the end of the year and even into next year, you know, the so-called authorities. Oh, and even if it dies down a little, it'll come back up in the fall, you know. What a bunch of pessimistic liars and deceivers they are. And this is who shows up on mainstream media. And everybody is on the same bandwagon singing the same tune. Doomsday. Expect more of the same. Don't think we're going to lift any of this. And if we do lift it, it's not going to go back to normal overnight. We're just going to give you a little breath of fresh air, a teeny-weeny bit. And we have to start squawking, and we have to take actions, you know. And in the next election, anybody who's in power now needs to be removed, all of them. Anybody who has an authoritative position in the government now, I'm calling for it, needs to be removed at the next election, simply because you were at the beginning of this quarantine nonsense and none of you spoke out against it. If there's one or two, they have a right to be reelected. Nobody else has a right to be reelected because you've gone along with all the propaganda lies and you're afraid to stand up. First of all, all of you are ignorant, that don't know the real truth about health care. And you're giving orders and creating situations that exacerbate the problem. They don't help the problem. And, okay, now I got to move on. I said chaos before. Well, most people don't understand that the word anarchy, you know, we've all heard that anarchy means chaos. Well, that's wrong. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and he made a good point, you know. Anarchy is really against the archons, you know, the archons being rulers. You might have heard the word before. So the word, the word arch is in there, anarchy. And so putting the two terms together, anarchy, it means being against fake government, you know, being against the rulers, the authoritative rulers that rule over you, You know, that's what government does. It rules over you. It doesn't really serve you, you know. You have all these fake signs on police cars to serve. Yeah, the only people they're serving is the town's treasury to bring in money for victimizing people with expensive tickets. That's another thing. Oh, and the legislatures of the states. You know, it was a long time ago. Hey, if a cop pulled you over, gave you a ticket, whatever, you know. Now it's like triple whammy, you know. You get a ticket nowadays driving a motor vehicle. You have to pay an expensive fine, which is unfair to poor people. And on top of that, there's a surcharge imposed by the state, and the surcharge is usually more than the fine. And it's a scam, you know, and this is what the police are getting paid for, and this is what raises your taxes, you know. If you're a property owner, you have to pay taxes to the township so they can hire overpaid police. That's right, overpaid, you know. They're not really helping the public. Occasionally they do, but most of the time they're nothing but money collectors for the local community, right? Victimizing people with tickets that are meaningless. You know, they don't create a better society. No, all they do is create a bigger wedge between the police and the population. You know, you got artificial speed limits out there, and who's the biggest people getting victimized? The motorists, you know? Pretty much so. You know, and you got these things, speed traps. You got artificially low speed limits, a bunch of crap, and they tell you, oh, well, you know, it's for the children, you know. Do you realize that the phony mayor in New York City, I don't even want to even mention his name, he actually had the speed limit for years, decades, was 30 miles an hour, you know, which is somewhat okay. But before they started cracking down on people in New York City, people used to ride 40, 50 miles an hour on the avenues where the lights would change for you. Nobody hit anybody. People would run red lights all the time in New York City. Nobody ever hit anybody. Now they got everybody slowed down, and slowing you down actually is bad for your health. If you're a driver, it creates more tension. It prevents you from driving how you naturally feel to drive. Automobile Association of America has questioned its members decade after decade and always come up with the same answer. People drive at the rate they feel comfortable at. And these speed limits are artificially low speed limits. All they do is create an opportunity for police, penal police, police name only, that set up speed traps to give people expensive tickets. Sometimes causing you to lose your license, which will create a great hardship in the world we live in, especially in modern suburbia where you need a car to get around. You know, the buses are really only for the poor people and the dirt poor people that can't afford automobiles. And, of course, more people are joining that situation because they've made fake car insurance out of this world, the prices. And they force you to buy it, too. Hey, thank government again on that one, you know. And anyhow, that's it. I just wanted to tell everybody, keep that in mind. When election time comes out, the best reason you have to go to vote is vote out everybody who's in office now, because they've all proved that they're willing to throw you under the bus, and they don't care about how you have to suffer. And they're proving it. And So anarchy, back to anarchy. Anarchy is not a bad word. Anarchy represents those of us who don't want to be under the rule of the archons, the rulers, the oppressors. So we all want to be anarchists, really. It has nothing to do with chaos. Chaos is created by evil governments. You know, they're creating a chaotic situation now by the stupid rules they put in place to in relation to supposedly stopping this virus. And these people who make these decisions, they haven't had a clue about health care. They haven't a clue about how fake the medical profession is. They haven't a clue about how big pharma influences leaders, so-called elected officials, to make decisions in their favor that help earn them more money and cause people to be sick. Yeah, the more sick people, the more money Big Pharma can make. And none of their concoctions really cure anybody of anything, you know. In some instances, they can save your life, but that's only because of your fault and government's fault. You know, you allowed your health to go down the hill. Government helped you ruin your health because they misinformed you your whole life. And they may put all these things out there in supermarkets and other places to allow you to buy stuff that will destroy your body. But it's okay, you know, because they know that then you'll be part of the whole system. The idea is you're going to kill yourself with what you eat and eventually destroy your body, and then you'll get sick, and then that'll make money for Big Pharma and the insurance companies and all these other scams that run on you. Government, all the laws government make don't really help people. There used to be a time when governments actually made some good rules and laws that help people, but those days are over with. They all just make one wrong decision after another nowadays. You know, the last time government in America did something for the people, they passed a law where you can make a right turn on the red. Wow. And that was the last time they did anything, really. Every other law, but they were on the bandwagon of making laws to take away your rights long before that, you know. And they do it on the premise, well, we're trying to save children and blah, blah, blah. And they try to make like they're all goody-goody, but they're real. What they're actually doing, they're probably so stupid they don't even realize what they're doing, because the people, elected officials, are basically stupid. Yeah, there might be one out of 100 elected officials that's not a stupid idiot, okay? You know, or two. But with that small of amount, it's like there are no intelligent people. So we all have to join together here and get rid of this system that is destroying us and making bad decisions and making our lives miserable and causing chaos. The chaos associated with this coronavirus, this is government created. This is New World Order created. This is Big Brother created. This is Illuminati created. This is Masonic ruling created. All of those groups that this is fake religion created. All of these groups that want to harness your vital life force, like in the movie The Matrix, you know, that's all you're good for to most of these groups. And we all get tricked into following their plans. Well, it's time to break away. You know, there's a new timeline out there now. And we need to, in order to get be part of the new timeline, we need to concentrate on love. And our governments create every situation they can possibly can to make us unloving, to make us aggravated, to make us fearful, you know. And that's why no one, come election time, that holds a position in the government should be reelected. No one. Absolutely no one. And we have to start letting them know this. You know, unless they change their tune and start doing, asking us what we want them to do and what laws we want them to make, instead of listening to the lobbyists with the big money, they're not going to get reelected. And we have to draw the line on that and not give them a break, just like they're not giving us a break. You know, they're talking to us like we're stupid idiots and they know what's best for us. Well, they're the last people on earth to know what's best for the regular people, you know? I watched a video on Twitter the other day down in Philadelphia. Eight cops to drag a guy off a bus who didn't want to put his face mask on, you know? I mean, really? And they're all probably getting $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, all these police guys. And look at a waste of taxpayers' money. And this is the guy they're going after. Somebody who refused to put on his face mask when he was on the bus. And where did that stupid law come from to begin with? Meanwhile, the bus driver isn't even wearing a face mask, you know? So, you know, it's crazy what's going on. And the craziness is being perpetuated by ignorant people in government. Unbelievable. Well, I just had to say that. So next time you hear someone say anarchy, we all need to start teaching us this. Anarchy is not a bad word. It means you don't want to be ruled over by some archon, you know, some ruthless dictator, you know. That's what anarchy means. We don't want to be overly controlled and abused by an overbearing ruler. So we all want anarchy in that sense. We need to start using the word correctly. Remember, chaos is created by the government and the secret governments and the other big players behind the scenes. The more chaos they can create, it's like they're doing with the coronavirus, the more they get to control us. And the people who rule this world, that's their only interest, control, power, dominion over the poor, innocent human beings that they've abused for thousands of years, and they're continuing to do it. Now we're in the final battle of good and evil, we could say it, where the abusers and world rulers and controllers really want to pull the leash tight around our neck and suffocate us. And they are, hey, literally, conned you all into wearing that face mask. I mean, I'm driving around. That's one of the last free things you can still do, get in your car and drive. And it's unbelievable. It's like over 50% of the people driving in their car have face masks on. And most of them are driving by themselves. So why would you have a face mask on in your car? And why aren't the doctors telling you this is unhealthy? You know, you're limiting your oxygen supply by wearing that face mask. And you're limiting the amount of breath. You're killing off half your life force. You know, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Everybody ought to stop wearing seatbelts. They're not saving lives. They're destroying everyone's life who puts on a seatbelt. You know? That's it. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. You know, the only time I put a seatbelt on is if I see a cop nearby that might notice I don't have a seatbelt on, because they do that sometimes. You know, they stand out in the street. They want to, you know, victimize the public some more, give out easy tickets that you can't fight in court. Yeah, you know, the cop comes up, yeah, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, you know. Big fine, waste your time, and collects money for the township. These are the kind of things that the police are willing to enforce. Meanwhile, real criminals, you know, the truth of the facts matter. Do you realize that something like as small as something like 5 or 6% of murders get solved? Yeah, people out there committing real crimes, and why aren't the police patrolling, looking for really real criminals? No, they would rather victimize people. It's a lot easier, and it brings in money for the township. And then they'll get a pat on their back from their captain. Well, we don't need police like that, really. And there's another word, vigilante. You know, it's always been used in a bad way. But, you know, a vigilante-type government would be better than, if you look it up in the dictionary, a vigilante is not necessarily a bad person. It's a person that wants to take command of the situation because the so-called authorities are not handling it. And there's plenty of ways for people to be vigilantes, and in a good way. So there's another word we need to start using properly. You know, yeah, the police don't like vigilantes because it's the beginning of making them obsolete. And, you know, until they really start serving the public, which will probably be never, we ought to consider a vigilante-type group. You know, these aren't bad guys, vigilantes. These are concerned citizens that want to handle a situation. Sure, there's been a few bad apples vigilantes, but there are also good ones out there. You know, those of us that are anarchists, really, that don't want to be ruled over by ruthless government, are, in a way, we have the mindset of a vigilante. You know, neighborhoods can patrol themselves way better than the police could ever patrol the neighborhood, because all the police is going to do is look for easy victimization of motorists and easy other tickets. You know, now that you got these face mask rules, oh, that's real easy. Oh, find somebody without a face mask on walking around, we'll go to him and give him a summons, you know? You know, I have to talk about these things because nobody else is talking about them. And don't wear your seatbelt. You know, again, they're telling you to do something that's making you more unhealthy. It's taking away your breath, is half your life force. So stop listening to people that are telling you bad things to do. You know, we got to get it in our head. We've been lied to. You know, this thing about obey. Watch the movie, They Live. Everybody listening to my advice should go out and watch that movie. It's available everywhere, I'm sure. It's called They Live. 1988 movie starring the famous Roddy Piper wrestler. May he rest in peace. But he did good acting in that movie, and he was like the heroine. And you'll see what's being done to you. It's in that movie back in 1988, and it's still being done today, except it's being done even more extreme. And if you're not willing to fight for your life, like, well, who is supposed to fight for your life, you know? People need to stand up to the plate and take a stand now because, you know, they're just ordering you around, you know? It's only going to get worse. They've got you in lockdown at your house. They've got you suffering at the supermarket. And why aren't the supermarkets ordering the proper amounts of food? Huh? Tell me that. That's probably being manipulated somehow. By mind control or purposely seeing that the right amounts of food are not available to cause more chaos. And who's supposed to be in charge? Government. So there you go. Government causing chaos. You know? Unbelievable. I mean, if the supermarkets were really in charge of themselves and weren't being manipulated wrongfully, you know, what about the old thing of supply and demand? They could be, you know, selling actually more product now, especially the ones that sell out. But I happen to know from past experience, I've talked to supermarket people, and I brought up the question, like, to the managers of the stores, you know, I come in your store all the time, and everything that people like, it comes in, it sells out in one day, and then the shelves are left empty until the next truck arrives next week or 2 weeks later. I says, how come you don't fill up the shelves? And you know you're selling it out. If you looked at what was going on just by walking up and down the aisle, you'd know that you're selling out of this item at an amazing fast rate and you should order more because it's a popular item. And you know what I was told? I was told, well, it's all done by computers now. What the hell does a computer know? The computer doesn't walk up and down the aisles or know how to look around, you know? They've got these robots in the stores now, but those are dummy robots. They're to watch you on camera, basically. You know, you might have seen them. Some of the supermarkets, they got these little robots wandering around. It's like a broomstick on top of a vacuum cleaner that with wheels. And they slowly beep around the store. And, of course, they're just for surveillance. They're not, they might actually be putting out negative vibrations to harm you, too. We don't know that. But they're walking among us, rolling around among us now in some of the supermarkets. And that's the problem with supermarkets. All the ordering is done by computers. And computers don't have the brain power as human beings. They don't have the ability to walk down the aisle, see what's out, and pay attention that if you get a product, you have 100 items, and they sell out in the first day. Well, the next time the truck comes in, you want to order and get 200. And if that sells out, you want to get 300 items. And, you know, you keep doing that until you get enough that lasts the duration of between deliveries. But supermarkets don't do that. They've left it all up to computers. They've been conned into going to computers. Oh, look, you don't save an employee, you know, that way. And look at the money you're saving. But you're not. You're actually losing money because you're not you know, you're not making a profit from the law of supply and demand. And that's what we have a real problem now, but it's worse than the supermarkets. It's not making a problem. It's the fact that they're depriving people of what they want. Again, more things designed to make us suffer. You know, if you're not up at early bird catches the worm, yeah. If you're not up at 6 o'clock in the morning at the supermarket at 7 whenever they open, and the first 100 people in the store and the rest have to start lining up outside, they're going to get all the products that sell out all the time. And that's the way it is now. That's why we have toilet paper shortages in every store. That's why there's orange juice shortages. That's why there's milk shortages on the products that sell. And of course, you know, what can we call them? Confectionery products, popular products, taste products, they sell out too fast. And they don't get replenished, you know? And then that forces people to get in line and go back another day or go to another supermarket and wait in line. And then that's all the supermarkets are out of things like milk on the East Coast. They're out of milk and orange juice and eggs and toilet paper, you know, basic items like that. And they could be refilling the shelves, but they're not. In fact, Dave, I've heard, I asked some of the store info people, and they've actually told me, oh, they're getting less deliveries now. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. You know, people are buying, stocking up on food. You're running out of everything, and you're getting less deliveries. Well, isn't that a plan designed to fail? Yes. That's it. That's what I call it, a plan designed to fail, just like this coronavirus lockdown at home, another plan designed to fail. You know, they've destroyed the world's economy. It will probably never get back to where it was. And they've made people's lives miserable. They brought fear into the hearts of people that don't have the money to pay their bills. And they're not keeping on top of it. They talk about sending out checks. Well, you know, and then they're running out of money, just like the supermarkets running out of food. Well, isn't that wonderful? Another plan designed to fail and make people suffer. And they're doing this on purpose. You know, don't tell me they're not. And even if they, the people that make the decisions aren't doing it on purpose, they're being mind controlled by people that want it to happen this way. The world rulers, the New World Order group. You know, they want, this is the final battle, you know. There used to be a series, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago on TV in America. It was called Earth Final Conflict. Well, this is what we got going here, Earth Final Conflict. We got a new timeline going on where you have to be a loving person. They're making it difficult, and they still got the wars going on and stuff. And, you know, they can let us run out of all food, kinds of food in the supermarket, but they're still allowing the chemtrail planes to be spraying the poison in the sky, you know. Telecommunication companies are still allowed to broadcast the 5G, even though governments have been approached and told by real scientists that this is dangerous. Well, without the bribe money, the government isn't going to do anything because we know this is how elected officials work. And I'll say it again because I want to stress this. Anybody who's in government now, when it comes to election time, don't you dare vote for them. And you remind them, this is why I'm not voting for you, because you were here at the coronavirus situation and you were gutless and you went along with the fake propaganda of the big pharmaceutical companies. You know, it's insane. I'll say it again. If anybody out there listening knows anybody in government, have them get in touch with me through BBS Radio. And we can solve this thing in 2 weeks. I know the solution to, you know, killing the coronavirus. It has to do with a different technology, you know. And the secret governments of military governments of the world, they have the technology, but they're not going to voluntarily share it, you know, for whatever reasons, because most of them are controlled, most of the secret agencies are controlled by the New World Order, and they want this coronavirus to last indefinitely and just keep on killing people. And in fact, they're not happy that it's not killing enough people. They projected it was going to kill, you know, 15 million. Well, we're not up to 15 million yet, so they're kind of depressed, like. But in the meantime, you know, they're putting roadblocks in everybody's who wants to do something, and they got everyone brainwashed. All the doctors are brainwashed. They think that pharmaceutical medicine is the cure for this vaccine. Vaccines are not the cure for anything, really. Vaccines are illogical, and I defy anyone to prove differently. Somebody who thinks vaccines are good, let them call up to my radio show. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, you can call in, and believe me, I'll give you the tongue lashing of your life, and I'll ask you the key questions, and you'll quickly see, and the audience will see, that you don't know anything about health care. because there's a lot more to health care than just what's in your blood and et cetera, et cetera. The real, these so-called doctors don't never consider all the other aspects of a human body that is connected to health, like your chakra system, like the air you breathe. Remember, I'm telling you, don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Your breath is half your life force. And that's how these people are succumbing to death. You know, they get lung infections, they can't breathe. And, of course, forcing everyone to wear masks is unhealthy. You're going to make people more susceptible to catching it. You know, I mean, really, it's so ridiculous. And then these lines of people that want to get tested, you know, they're opening the windows to their cars and their skin is showing and everything. And there's this guy in a spacesuit or woman in a spacesuit. And they're sticking a swab in your mouth, you know. Swabs are probably all contaminated with coronavirus all on the gloves of the people that were in the spacesuits. They might be safe, but you're allowing someone, first of all, they're breaking the 3 feet, 6 foot distance rule, you know, and they're getting too close to you, and they probably have coronavirus all over their suit because they probably already had talked to one or two people that did have it. And so any saliva that might have got spitted out, it went on their gloves and the suits, and you're allowing these people infected on the outside of their suits to stick a swab in your mouth? Really? Boy, another stupid plan. That's why they want to test everybody, because it's really a con trick to infect more people. And you need to pay attention to what I'm saying. What can I say? The solution is no. It's simple. You know, here, I'm claiming, I might be the only one claiming, but I know what the solution is, and I know how to find it within 2 weeks, you know, a little trial and error, and set up the machinery to do what needs to be done, and everybody that has it can be cured in a matter of minutes, once the proper cure is made available. And that's it. I mean, you know, but there's a lack of, that's another disease we have in this world. It's called lack of responsiveness. You know, here I'm declaring that I definitely know the cure to this coronavirus. It's not that difficult at all, you know. In fact, it's been actually advertised in movies for years, especially science fiction movies, for decades. But nobody knows how to put two and two together. You know, I'm a solution person. That's why this show is called Connect the Dots. I know how to connect the dots and find solutions to anything. So anybody who has aware of a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes, and a lot of things that here, and a lot of important information that was revealed in movies for decades, and knows how to connect the dots, can come up with this solution. And like I said, the solution is known already. The secret groups in this world know the solution to the coronavirus. And nobody's even, that's what's crazy about the pharmaceutical industry. They're not even trying to kill it. No, they want to come up with vaccines to so-called protect you from it. And what about killing the virus? Nobody's even talking about that. I mean, that's the obvious solution. And you can't kill it with pharmaceutical medicine, you know. So that's why they're not going down that avenue. And Big Pharma wants to make profit off this. They're making a fortune already selling doctors, you know, all kinds of concoctions. As long as you don't go outside the box, you stay with our pharmaceutical medicine, and we'll sell you anything you want to know. But that's not where the solution is. The solution is in a different modality. I know about it, you know. You people listening out there, if you know anybody in government, have them get in touch with me. I'm sure there must be one decent person in government that really wants to solve this problem. They all say they do. But when it comes to it, they're unresponsive, like they've always been. Elected officials, they're one of the most unresponsive groups on the face of this earth. And even if they wanted to be responsive, they're chicken, because they're more worried about being elected. Well, I hope I got my message across tonight. Anybody who, a government official who's being unresponsive to people who have real solutions to this problem, And anybody who's just jumped on the bandwagon, the big pharmaceutical bandwagon, and saying, oh, yeah, we got to wait for a vaccine, these people are traitors. They are worse than traitors. They have a position of authority, and they failed you first by being ignorant, conning you into voting for them to get elected, and they've done nothing for you. And here there's a real crisis, and they don't know what to do, running around like chickens without heads. And then they go for advice from the people who've been lying to you for the last 50 years, if not longer, the fake medical profession. And this is where we're at. And people like me that try to, I've made attempts to contact, government officials, contact anybody. And nobody gets back to me. Nobody's really interested. I've contacted newspapers and say, the cure is known. Don't you want to publish the story? And, hey, the cure is known. People know about it. No, they're not even interested in publishing a story. But, of course, all newspapers are controlled by the New World Order at this point in time. And, unfortunately, that's it. I think I said enough about this, but I had to be saying it. And keep looking, and whether you have some time on your hand, take your camera, go out there and look in the sky, you'll catch some pictures of some UFOs, because there's more around than ever now. And look into when the next meditation is. The last meditation was a success. Over 1 million people did it, and the people who are in touch with the Galactic Federation, who will eventually land here and help us evolve into the new timeline, they said, well, we moved a notch or two closer to the event when they do finally land. And the whoosh of light that has to come through our bodies and into the earth and then raise the frequency so high that we can finally move this new timeline and jump on board with the new timeline where we can leave behind all the darkness and evil and hatred and all those other bad things. Meanwhile, there's something, if you're listening to my voice, to focus on the good things. I've got a video out there on YouTube. It's called, I've got 12 out there right now, but this is an important one for everybody to listen to and understand your position and place in the universe and your part. You know, we're living on planet Earth, Mother Earth. Well, I have a song called The Earth, She Loves You. Yes, the Earth is conscious. And listen to the words in this video, The Earth, She Loves You. And all she wants to do is just be loved. Watch the video. It's 5 minutes long, but it might change the way you think about planet Earth. And you might decide to join those of us that want to move into the fifth dimension with planet Earth. Planet Earth has two timelines going now. It has the third dimension, the one where all the chaos created by government still exists, and all the evildoers are still stabbing us in the back. And then we have the fifth dimension timeline, where we want to go if we want to ascend into a better reality where everyone gets along and we can get to openly converse with our brothers and sisters in the rest of the galaxy. Something we've been deprived of in the third dimension because of the Archons, the evil rulers of planet Earth. They've been here a long time, and there's a great video out there too called The Archons. It's the one that's 31 minutes long. There's about five of them out there. But watch the one that's 31 minutes long. It's fairly new. And it tells you about the Hagamadi Egypt scrolls found in 1945, unchanged. And they talk about back 400 AD, around 400 AD, the people who wrote these scrolls, they knew about the Archons, and they knew about the reptilians and these skinny little grays that evilly manipulate our minds. And they've been manipulating science before that time, and they are still doing it today. Part of the evil world control of the New World Order. So those are two things to look up. But we want to concentrate on love and my video, The Earth, She Loves You. It's on YouTube. So you go to YouTube.com, the information. They got to be four choices. Click the music button. Then when you go to the the music site on YouTube.com, and the information bar, punch in the title of the song, The Earth, She Loves You. You'll be impressed both by the words and the video. And it's there for your enjoyment. Hey, it's free. You know, all of you are out of work. You've got the time to watch this now. You might want to watch it a second time just to listen to the words, because it takes you on a journey itself with the song. And then you might start to feel compassion for Mother Earth, because she loves you. And the name of the song is The Earth, She Loves You, out there on YouTube.com. My name is Tom Edison. That's right. And, hey, I'm a 2020 presidential candidate. Look up my site, 2020 President. TomEdison.com, and you'll see I'm talking the truth. I have solutions to lower the cost of living. In fact, we could begin implementing that right now if people were responsive enough to get back to someone like me, and we can start working on that. This is a good time to start lowering the cost of living. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, and you can listen to the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Pardoning Kind? I also have that out on a YouTube video, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's another video I have out here on YouTube.com. And listen to the end of that song. You'll hear the horse galloping away at the end of I Gotta Be Somebody. And if you watch the YouTube video, I Gotta Be Somebody, you might have to punch my name by Tom Edison on that one, because there's so many songs with the same title. You'll see the horse riding away at the end. It goes with the music. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. And before we do the countdown, hey, if you listen to the show tonight, tell your friends to listen next week to somebody who knows what the solutions to these problems are. Everybody should be interested in getting rid of the coronavirus, and I know how to do it in 2 weeks, three at the most. But I need people to get back to me and be responsive to me. I need somebody who knows people in government for them to call me so we can start putting this force into a program that addresses the situation from a different perspective, where we'll finally totally eliminate coronavirus, and if it ever comes back, we'll just eliminate it again, because we'll have the formula to kill it. The formula's known already, so because the people are not going to share it with us, well, we'll just reinvent it again, and I know how to do that, go about it. It's not that difficult. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.